So now we do our meditation session. So if you'd like to close your eyes. With your eyes closed, it's like, you know, you're not drawn out into the world. You can stay home in your body and in your emotional world. You know, just in my position, I have to do lots and lots of work. I'm really welcoming the help from the committee and operations manager and other people for next year. It's just what we have to do. But when I meditate, I can close my eyes and forget about all of that and just go inside. I first of all go inside my body. And I'm aware of how I'm sitting to make sure it's a comfortable posture as I feel it. Not according to any books or any recommendations by other teachers. To be able to know yourself what you need. And then I become even more specific. I ask my legs, how are you? When I ask a part of my body how it is, I'm more mindful, aware, so I can be very conscious of any feelings in my legs. And if I need to move and adjust, out of kindness, I will do so. And after I move, I have mindfulness of the new position, see if it's better. This way, using the feedback from mindfulness and the kindness and care I have for my own body, I make sure my legs are in the best position. Not only does this mean for a comfortable meditation, it's also the most important development to get peace inside the mind as well, awareness and kindness. But then I move up from my legs, once they're comfortable, to my butt. And once again, I haven't got my cushion in the proper position, so I'm going to now adjust the cushion underneath my butt. And once that's adjusted, feels good, then I go to my back. Give it a stretch, as I usually do. And ask my back, does it need any more adjustment? If you're sitting on a chair, you can lean back if you wish, or you can lean forward, whichever is more comfortable for you. It doesn't always need to be the same every week or every time you meditate. I ask my back, what do you want? How do you feel? That's mindfulness. That's being sensitive to your back right now. And following those instructions until you get as comfortable as you can. You can't get full comfort, but you can get pretty good. And then to be aware of your shoulders. And to relax your shoulders, however you manage to do that. And one way is to imagine those shoulders like a bunch of strings on either side of your top part of your spine. And they've been pulled and stretched by invisible monsters. Now you relax. Let go. Nothing is being pulled or squashed or stretched. The stress is going to the shoulders. You can feel them change. When the awareness is in one part of the body, you can see the feelings change there. And soon, by experience, often by trial and error, you learn how to totally relaxed feelings in your body. And then I go to my hands. Where my hands are just defines where my arms are. So I look at my hands and make sure they're comfortable. If anyone watched every week, my hands will be in a slightly different position. Because every week is different, every time is different. So make sure my hands are okay. Then I go back up to my shoulders, and on top of my shoulders, my neck. Making sure the head is balanced on top of the neck, not too far back, not too far forward, not far to the left or the right. And this often happens wearing these robes, sometimes I get the cloth a little bit too tight, which it is right now. I'm just going to adjust my robe. That's that much better. But I also am aware of inside my neck, in my throat. I do have hay fever every now and again. So I make sure that everything inside is nice and relaxed. So I don't need to cough. Just learning how to relax one part of the body. I use my mindfulness, I'm aware of just that one area, and see the feelings change. I know what to do through experience of how to relax. And then I move my attention to my face, especially the muscles around the eyes and the mouth. Sometimes they are tight, simply because they're expressing the emotions inside. It could be tiredness, it could be fear, it could be anxiety, whatever, could be happiness. But your face is what shows other people your emotional world. So I make sure everything is relaxed on my face. The muscles around my eyes are just totally loose. Around my mouth, it's also loose. Doing this for so many years, I know how to relax pretty quickly. Muscles around my face. When I do that, it means the emotions are also relaxed. And positive, at ease, loose, free. And before I leave my body, I just watch the whole of it. Not as parts, but as a unified one organism. Nicely relaxed. As I check from the head to the toe, from the toe to the head, if there's anything in there which is tight, I loosen it. Until I can feel what every Friday I teach here, I call the delight of a relaxed body. It's not 100% relaxed, but it's so relaxed that my body feels at ease. Stay with that relaxed body for a few more seconds. When my body is at ease, then I can let it go. And go to my emotional world, the world inside. And I look at what I call my peace-o-meter. How peaceful am I right now? I have quite a bit of work for the last hour and a half, so my mind is a little bit tired. So my peaceometer is a bit Notice peaceful as usual. So your peaceometer, give it a reading from 1 to 10. 1 is really peaceful, 10 is agitated. So you know where you are, how peaceful you are. And now find out what is necessary. What is the cause for lowering the reading of your peaceometer? For me, it's just letting things be. Giving up all past and all future. And being kind in this moment. Allowing this moment to be. When I smile at the present, the now smiles back. I'm happy to be here. And I know from so much experience that now is where my future is made. If I want to give a good talk later on, I don't think about it. Instead, I stay with this moment. Be so kind to this moment, called now. My peaceometer goes down, more and more peaceful, more and more relaxed, more and more at ease. I know a lot of the time it's not what I say, but how it is said, where it comes from. And make sure there's peace inside. Acceptance. Kindness. In this moment. Sometimes I've seen people carrying heavy bags, one in the left hand, one in the right hand. The bag in the left hand on the outside, like most shopping bags, have got letters on the outside. But this shopping bag has the four letters PAST, past. Because in that shopping bag you keep all of your memories from the past. And carry them around with you. No wonder you're tired. In the right hand is another shopping bag with the letters FUTURE, future. You also carry that bag around. Both hands carrying really heavy loads. No wonder people can get angry and negative. It's just tiredness, that's all. So now, feel that shopping bag in the left hand, the past. Imagine lowering that shopping bag to the ground. Because when it meets the floor, there's no more weight. You can uncurl the fingers of your left hand and move them up to your side so you can rest and regenerate, have some peace. The shopping bag in the right hand, the future. All your worries and concerns and anxieties. Also your hopes and dreams as well. Carrying them around incessantly sometimes, day and night. Imagine lowering that to the ground. When the bag of your future worries and concerns and hopes, when that meets the ground, the weight disappears as well. You can move your hand away. Let go. to your right hand and arm is loosely by your side, relaxing. When you let go of the past and the future, it's like you're standing in this place between them, with no weight, no burden. Relax, you can pick up the past and future whenever you want, but not now during the meditation. This is free time, because you deserve it. You're staying here, opening the door of your heart, your mind, to this moment, no matter what it is. Because the most important thing is to be here, right now. Keeping the past and the future on the ground. You're in the present moment. Your piezometer should get very low reading now. And for many meditators, that once they let go, they become aware of their breathing. One thing which is always moving. But as you are watching your breath, just imagine, visualize, as you breathe in peace or health, whatever you want to breathe in, good spiritual peace, health, kindness. And as you breathe out, let go any attachments, tiredness, worries. Let your out breath carry it away. Out of your mind, out of your body, out. And breathe in peace, happiness, health. Breathing in peace. And feel it coming. Breathe out, let go. Breathing in peace. Breathe out, let go. Breathe in, no controlling. Breathe out, letting things disappear. I'm going to be quiet for 5 minutes. When I start speaking again, I'll be close to the end of the meditation. So it's getting close to the end of the meditation now. How do you feel? What's it like inside? How peaceful are you? And how relaxed is your body? If you can feel it. Sometimes the body gets so relaxed it just disappears. It is with your mind, and that relaxes, it gets so peaceful, so free. Not a thought in your mind. How blissful is that? And also know what works. What works for you? Because every time you meditate, we learn. We learn and get better through mindfulness and kindness. Through the feedback. Until we become, in our own ways, experts in meditation. I'm now going to ring the gong 3 times. When the gong finishes sounding for the 3rd time, please come out from the meditation. Nice. Yeah, vroom vroom.